Model Test 8.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.
Jessica, could you forward this email to all the club members?
Sorry, the computer broke down this morning. I'll do it for you as soon as I have it fixed.
What does the woman imply?
Question 12.
Did you find the book for your reading assignment in the library?
It closed before I got there. I had no idea it closes so early on weekends.
What does the man mean?
Question 13.
Did you check the power plug and press the play button?
Yes, the power indicator was on and it was running, but somehow the sound didn't come through.
What was the woman probably trying to do?
Question 14.
Joanna, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Shall we have a beer and forget the whole thing?
Okay, we can drop it this time, but don't do it again.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 15.
Airports are sad places.
Sometimes, I guess. But we'll keep in touch, and I'll fly over to see you at Christmas.
What are the speakers doing?
Question 16.
Are you going to return to your present job after the vacation?
No, I plan to graduate next semester. That means I'll have to be a full-time student.
What will the woman do?
Question 17.
John, are you doing research for Professor Williams this semester?
Actually, I'm working as his teaching assistant.
What does the man mean?
Question 18.
I heard there are a few seats left for the show tonight.
Really? I was under the impression that the tickets were sold out a long time ago.
What do we know from the woman's reply?
Now you will hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
What do you want to do tonight?
How about going to the movies? I should be home from work at 5:20. Then we can go out and eat and then to the movies.
What do you want to see?
Let's see the ad in the newspaper.
It starts at 6:30. I don't think we can get there in time to see the beginning. How about the one at the New State Cinema? That starts at 7.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Well, there's one with Zeta Jones and Tom Hanks that starts at 6:50. Maybe we can go to that.
I've already seen it. Maybe we should just stay home and watch TV.
There's a Julia Roberts movie on TV. How does that sound?
Yeah, let's just stay home and watch that. Then we can go out Friday night.
Did you forget that Alan and Catherine are coming to dinner that night? In addition, we probably couldn't get a babysitter Friday. There's a school dance.
Okay, I hope Saturday is all right. Do we have anything planned for then?
No, Saturday is fine. And there's a good movie starting on Saturday, too.
Good. I'm going to go bowling Saturday morning, but I'll be home by 2 p.m. Then we can go out for a big dinner and to the movies, if nothing else comes up.
I'm sure we'll be able to. It's so nice to share the wonderful romantic movie with my darling.
It's the same to me.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 20. Why does the man refuse to go to see the movie which starts at 7?
Question 21. What is their original arrangement on Friday night?
Question 22. What will the man do Saturday morning?
Conversation 2.
I've just found the most useful device at that new outdoor store, a water purifier.
A water purifier? You want to carry even more equipment with you on our hiking trip?
If it's lightweight and saves work, yes. And this one fits that description.
Really? I bet it takes up a lot of room.
Not at all. It's a straw, much like the ones you use to drink a soda or milkshake.
Really? That is small.
Yeah, it's plastic. And has a series of mineral and chemical filters that strain harmful germs from water.
Yes, but how good a job can it do filtering the germs out of motionless pond water or water from lakes and streams?
It's fantastic. It makes the water entirely germ-free.
But what about salt or chemical pollutants that might be in the water? Does it clean those out?
No, it does not remove salt and chemicals, but those are really not major concerns when we are out hiking and camping.
How long will a straw last?
For about 100 gallons, but don't worry about measuring that large amount of water. There is a built-in safety feature.
I think I'll get one for my camping trip this weekend. It'll sure beat carrying a lot of water or having to boil it at the campsite.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. Where would the special straw probably be most useful?
Question 24. How does the man describe the water purifier?
Question 25. According to the man, what does the water purifier remove from the water?
Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There was once a man in South America who had a parrot, a pet bird that could imitate human speech. The parrot was unique. There was no other bird like him in the whole world. He could learn to say any word except one. He could not say the name of his native town, Catano. The man did everything he could to teach the parrot to say Catano, but he never succeeded. At first he was very gentle with the bird, but gradually he lost his temper. "You stupid bird! Why can't you learn to say that one word? Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the parrot would not say it. Many times the man screamed, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the bird would never repeat the name. Finally, the man gave up. He picked up the parrot and threw him into the chicken house. "You are even more stupid than the chickens." In the chicken house, there were four old chickens waiting to be killed for Sunday's dinner. The next morning, when he went out to the chicken house, the man opened the door. He was shocked by what he saw. He could not believe his eyes and ears. On the floor lay three dead chickens. The parrot was screaming at the fourth, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!"
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
Why did the man lose his temper?
Question 27.
Who killed the three chickens?
Question 28.
Why was the man shocked at the scene the next morning? Passage 2. In Britain, if you are found guilty of a crime, you can be sent to prison, or be fined, or be ordered to do community work, such as tidying public places and helping the old. You may also be sent to special centres where you learn practical skills like cooking, writing, and car maintenance. Around 5% of the prison population are women. Many prisons were built over 100 years ago, but the government will have built 11 new prisons by next year. There are two sorts of prisons, the open sort and the closed sort. In the closed sort, prisoners are given very little freedom. They spend 3 to 10 hours outside their cells when they exercise, eat, study, learn skills, watch TV, and talk to other prisoners. All prisoners are expected to work. Most of them are paid for what they do, whether it is doing maintenance or cooking and cleaning. Prisoners in open prisons are locked up at night, but for the rest of the time, they are free within the prison grounds. They can exercise, have visitors, or study. And some are allowed out of the grounds to study or do community work.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29.
What do we know about women prisoners in Britain?
Question 30.
In what way are open prisons different from closed prisons?
Question 31.
What do we learn about prisoners in Britain? Passage 3. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. No matter how small and indistinct the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have all gone through a very tough training period to get a special taxi driving license. During this period, which can take from 2 to 4 years, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different points of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Their exams are a terrible experience. The officers ask you, how do you get from Buckingham Palace to the Tower of London? And you have to take them there in a direct line. When you get to the tower, they won't say, well done. They will quickly move on to the next question. After 5 or 6 questions, they will just say, see you in 2 months' time, and then you know the exam is over. Learner drivers are not allowed to work and earn money as drivers. Therefore, many of them keep their previous jobs until they obtain their license. The training can cost quite a lot because learners have to pay for their own expenses on the tests and a medical exam.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32.
Why are London taxi drivers very efficient?
Question 33.
How long does the training period last?
Question 34.
Why does the speaker think the driving test is a terrible experience?
Question 35.
Why do learner drivers have to keep their present job?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States, and playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses, but some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
Now the passage will be read again.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States, and playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses, but some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Many new plays are presented first on Broadway, the theater district of New York City. If they are successful, they later go on the road to scores of cities throughout the country. More than 50 productions are presented each season on Broadway. To many Americans, seeing a Broadway show is a high point in their visit to the nation's largest city. However, a movement known as regional theater has developed across the United States, and playhouses are attended eagerly in cities throughout the nation. In recent years, another side of the New York theater has developed, known as Off-Broadway. These plays are modestly staged in small playhouses, but some rank with the best Broadway performances in professional skill, and many enjoy long runs. After the regular theater season has closed, more than 300 summer theaters go into action in rural areas, in suburbs, and at seashore and mountain resorts. Well-known actors often appear in these plays. At the same time, ambitious young students of the theater have an opportunity to work under experienced actors and directors. Motion pictures remain a favorite form of entertainment despite the popularity of television. Not as many feature films are being made today as 20 years ago, but the quality of the films has improved. Many movies are now made by independent producers with fresh ideas and approaches. They select their stories and treat the subjects in ways that reflect their creative ideas. Modern methods of movie making, such as the widescreen, color film, and improved sound, have enhanced realism and audience enjoyment.
This is the end of listening comprehension.